Thank you so much. And we're delighted to be here. Hey, take 5 minutes out right now just to relax a little bit for some good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Birch. We're delighted to be here. First, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News, because you know what a fan of Tri-State Livestock News I am. They've got everything you're looking for. They've got ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. They've got the latest in stories, sales reports, updates, and that's, you can also subscribe. You can get all of this coming to your home. TSLN.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And once again, want to thank Ron Jeffries and the crew up at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo this past weekend. They wrapped up their January 31st through February 8th activities. Another great job there. A lot of activities. And I know there's so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about that crew takes care of. So thank you for utilizing the good stuff to get the word out. Can I share a golf story, a loving golf story about a husband and wife?
A loving golf story? By all means.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Valentine's Day coming up this Friday.
That's right. Oh my goodness, it's here on Friday.
So a husband and wife are out playing golf one week. They're on the ninth green when the wife suddenly collapses.
Oh no.
Help me, dear, she groans to her husband. So the husband calls 911 on his cell phone, talks for a couple of minutes, then he picks up his putter and lines up his putt. His wife uses all of her strength to raise her head off the grass and stares at him and gasps, "I'm dying here, and you're putting?" "Don't worry, dear," said the husband calmly. "They found a doctor on the second hole, and he's coming to help you." "Well, how long will that take for him to get here?" she asks feebly. "Oh, no time at all," says her husband. "Everybody already has agreed to let him play through."
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
You know what? I just heard everybody boo. I did, right in my headphones. I heard everybody go, boo.
I apologize for that. I'll redeem myself next time.
Yeah, you're going to have to. In 1999, I was talking to a man I had known 8 years before in high school. We had gone to coffee a few weeks before, but plans kept getting canceled. We finally decided to go out on Valentine's Day for our first date. Valentine's Day is also my birthday, and I told him that a few times on the days leading to the holiday. I agonized over what to bring. Should I bring a card? A gift? Nothing. I settled on a small inspirational book and a bookmark. Friendly, but not too much. He met me at the restaurant with absolutely nothing. Not even a card. He seemed not at all perturbed that he had made such a glaring faux pas. I should mention that exactly 1 year later, we landed in Ireland for the first day of our honeymoon. He has been showering me with gifts on the week of my birthday, which includes our anniversary on February 12th. Every year since, this marks more than 20 years of him making up for that first birthday Valentine's date.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can get myself out of your hole on this
one
here.
Oh, you think you have a chance?
A group of women are at a seminar on how to live in a long, loving relationship with their husbands. And the women are asked, "When was the last time that you told your husband that you loved them?" When nobody answered, a few maybe raised their hand. Some really couldn't remember. The women were then told to take out their cell phones and text their husband, "I love you, sweetheart." Next, the women were instructed to exchange phones with another person and read aloud the text message they received in response to their message. Below are 11 of the more hilarious replies. If you've been married for quite a while, you understand that these replies are a sign of true love. Who else could reply in such a succinct and honest way? "Who the heck is this?" one of them said. "Mother of my children? Are you sick or what?" "Yeah, I love you too. What's wrong?"
"Oh dear."
"What now? Did you wreck the car again?" Another response, "I don't understand what you mean." One of them said, "What did you do now?" "Don't beat around the bush. Just tell me how much you need."
Oh, I love that one.
One of them said, "Am I dreaming?" "If you don't tell me who this message is actually for, someone's going to die." Another one or two of those. "I thought we agreed you wouldn't drink during the day." "Your mother's coming to stay with us, isn't she?" Kind of tugs at your heart, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, that's awful.
If you have something to share with us and our listeners on the good stuff, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And we'll take a look at that. One day it might pop up right here on your local radio station on another edition of The Good Stuff.